content discussed on this show is not necessarily the opinion of the cast of Spiritually Raw, and topics quite often are for mature audiences only. So, if you happen to have your 13-year-old listening in,
that's your problem.
Everybody, welcome back to Spiritually Raw. We hope everybody woke up with a miracle morning, and we hope you're having a great, fortunate day, because we sure are, and every day should be. We have a great guest today, and I know you're going to recognize her because she was on last week, and everybody loved her. So we wanted her back because everybody wanted it, had a bunch of questions still, and they requested to have her back on. So, without further ado, we are welcoming
Salini Apodaca. Remember her, and she is also affectionately known now as our on-the-street reporter. So she's going to be sharing some really cool information with us on that. And I want to tell you a little bit about her before we start talking to her. She's a survivor of the CIA MK Ultra trauma-based mind control sex slavery program. Salini deprogrammed and healed herself, and in the process developed a program for healing trauma, mind control, and addictions, and restoring their fractured spirit of humanity. And she's the author of Emerging from the Matrix, which you can check her out, which we'll have a link for you anyway here, but you check it out at emergingfromthematrix.com. So Salini being our on the street reporter here today.
You are not going to say that?
Totally going to say that. I was going to transition in. Sure. My gosh, look at that. See that? Already cutting you off there. So but I want to let you know from her, she says, a big change is underway, folks, and cannot be stopped, and we need to stay focused on visualizing the new world as the Fourth Reich, deep state, modern Rome falls, and the new Aquarian paradigm is revealed. Your lives will be beautiful again, but before the rebirth comes the death of the old structure. The decaying leaves of the old world create the mulch for the birth of the new growth. So stay in faith, says Salini. And also, welcome, Salini. How are you? It's good to have you back again. All on the street reporter.
And wonderful. Thank you, Joe. Thank you, April. How are you?
Good, wonderful. Good. Thank you.
Yeah, we're just anxious to know what's going on here now. So what are some of these
you stirred up a energies? Lot of energies last week on your interview. There were a lot of feedback, excellent feedback. Everybody loved the show, but they wanted more.
Yeah. They want to know, what about these incoming energies that are coming on? What are these incoming energies?
Well, what's happening is the awakening is on. Let me tell you, it's real. It's not just a fad or a trend. The Great Awakening is absolutely on, Jay. And by that, I mean the Earth's frequencies are rising from a low vibration to a high vibration. And when that happens, transformation is afoot. You know, we're all in a spiritual cocoon right now. And we're actually like we're passing through the birth canal of the Great Mother. And we're all going to come out on the other side different. We're going to have greater powers. We're going to have greater awarenesses. Telepathy is going to be one of them. And right now, it's very chaotic because we're experiencing the end of this lower matrix, you know, like what we saw in the movie, The Matrix. That particular
was that movie prophetic?
I'd say that was a documentary, April.
No kidding, huh?
Documentary.
Wow.
Yeah, it was the most accurate. When I saw that, I couldn't even believe they were able to make a movie that was so right on. And I still see new things when I see that movie. What's that?
Do you think that movie was, you know, because Hollywood has so much satanic energy surrounding it. Do you think that movie was made by the, quote, white hats?
Yeah, I think that one slipped through.
It slipped through. Do you think that didn't think that people were going to catch on to it?
I think that, you know, when all is said and done, that the Holy Spirit rules here. And if they want a message to come through a movie, they're going to make it happen, even if there's some bad guys in Hollywood. And some people were able to get that movie made, regardless of the forces that be. And, you know, maybe the dark forces even want that to be made, because really, when this is said and done, they're going to turn to the light too.
Even, you know, it's interesting that you said that, because I forgot about it until you just said it. But Keanu Reeves donated a tremendous amount of his
monies from their royalties something.
Yeah, to make the, I think it was the second one, but it might have been the third one, to make the next series of it.
So, which was either the second or third. I just don't remember which one.
And he donates a tremendous amount of his earnings from that just to, you know, for philanthropic purposes
too. You know what I mean?
So, okay. So we're feeling this. Nobody can doubt that we're feeling the shift, this paradigm, what's happening. I mean, things are shaking up, right? And we're actually seeing things, I think, in probably the first time in humanity, which is, you know, depending on how you look at it, it's quite fascinating. Yeah. It could be pretty exciting. Could be pretty scary for some, but why are, as we live in this era today, 2020, why are things speeding up so much?
Because we're rising. I mean, as things rise in frequency, they speed up. It's just the nature of molecules. It's the nature of quantum physics. Let me see if I can think of an example. I don't know if you ever sat on one of those swirling things that used to be in parks when we were kids.
Like a teacup?
But you know, they were like big round circles and they would go faster and faster and faster. And as they got faster, you were spun off. You know, that the faster that we rise in frequency and the faster the molecules move, the lighter they get, and the lighter they get, the more they throw off lower frequencies. So this is why people are feeling like going through a lot of illness. This whole virus thing, I mean, not only is it a scam, but what it really is a gigantic global healing crisis. And that whatever it is that needs to come up, your shadow energies are coming up right now. And so people are gonna experience fears, they're gonna experience maybe some illness, but it isn't because of this virus, which is minimal compared to others. It's not even a virus, by the way, just to get it out there. It's a bacteria. The Italian doctors have verified that the people died of a bacteria, not of a virus. And it's not even contagious. So let's just get that out there. So some people are going to get that. Some people are going to speed up. Some people are going to change very dramatically. Some people are going to just all of a sudden their third eye are going to open. When what's happening is your vibration is moving up your chakras and it's speeding up to the point of light. You know, the speed of light is very, very fast. And when you reach the speed of light, you can see everything in the universe. You can see the interdimensional beings. You have a greater understanding of the nature of the universe. I don't know if that answers your question.
It definitely does. That was a loaded answer. So let's try to dissect some of that. Number one, are the people that are not feeling well right now, not the ones that have gotten quote sick from the virus, but the ones that are just not feeling well right now, run down, headaches, nausea.
They're just not on their game, right?
Not on their game. They can't focus. Is that because they are not able to harness what's going on, or they're confused? They've got a clash of energies going on. And if so, how can they be helped?
Well, everybody's going to feel the energies of the rising frequencies. And anybody that has something that needs to be healed and needs to be changed is going to feel that in their system. And it's not ever just physical, it's mental, emotional, and spiritual. You know, as I went through my awakening, I had all kinds of really serious, I was very seriously ill 30 years ago and almost died. I had viral meningitis. But that was the trauma leaving me. Because that also happened during the time that I was having the memories. So what's happening right now, it's happening to everybody. So people are going to be feeling strange. Maybe they're going to feel mentally off. Maybe they're going to feel dizzy. Maybe they're going to feel things changing inside, but they can't put a name on it. And then maybe they're going to get sick. I mean, if you've been carrying stale energy your whole life, that's what illness is. It's going to come to the surface. It's going to leave. When I work on people, I move energy. So when I see a stagnant pool of energy on somebody, I'm going to move it out of their body before they get a serious illness. And if you come to me too late, I can't help you, you know?
So the illnesses are caused from stale energy?
It's a combination. It's a holistic issue. Something is off. You know, illness begins first in the mind and last in the body. So by the time it shows up in your body, there's a condition in the mind and the soul, the emotions that's off. And so, you know, if people are holding really toxic emotions, like anger, revenge, you know, guilt, shame, it's going to make you sick. And so your soul is telling you, please resolve these issues or you're going to get very, very sick. like I had breast cancer. When I had breast cancer, it was because I was healing from the trauma of my childhood, all the abuse and everything. So I had to go into that and feel the feelings. And I cried and cried a lot during that period of time. And then one day it was over. When I was finished with the emotional healing, my
hold on.
You're thinking, is it a past life? Because a lot of times it's karma from another lifetime. It's a belief system from another lifetime.
Let me ask you, hold on.
This is the internet. Hang on. Wait, she'll cut that. But yeah. Did you see that?
Yeah, that's okay.
Yeah.
When we okay, listen from here. So
Alyssa, cut from here.
That's right. So when we speaking of toxic energy that people are feeling right now, and then we're talking about being on the street right now in the present, all these riots right now, so that's a lot of toxic energy, yeah, that's happening. So what about those people? I mean, are they gonna, you know, and they're still wearing those masks, and they're, do you see another wave on the street? Do you see another huge wave of sickness, whether that be mental, whatever? I mean, removing the COVID per se out of it, but just because of all that's being drummed up right now from so many thousands?
That's an important question. And let me just kind of segue into the astrology of what's going on right now. We're in an explosive astrological alignment that we haven't seen for thousands of years or hundreds of years. We've got, I think it's Saturn in Aquarius, which was up when the Rodney King riots happened. We've got Mars in Pisces, which was the fall of Rome. And then there, what's the other one? There's another one. I can't remember the third alignment, but it's all three of these alignments are happening at once. And it was going on when we had the American Revolution.
Mm-hmm.
So what we're looking at is not just individual people's toxic energy. We're looking at a global transformation that is in the stars. This has been predicted in the stars for decades. Astrologers have been talking about this for decades, for 2020. And in 2021, but especially 2020, we're going to be the most transformational years in the history of the United States. I think I mentioned it last time, but I'm not sure. The Pluto and Capricorn alignment is bringing down the cabals, is bringing down the old matrix and introducing the age of Aquarius. And that particular alignment where we were established as a nation under Capricorn started in like 1764, something like that. And then soon after 1776, they established the United States under Capricorn. Capricorn is the father, the patriarch. And it's very much about business, money, structure, all that. Hmm. That ended over the course of the last 10 years. That alignment has been waning. Now it's gone. So now we've moved into the age of Aquarius, which is all of us trippy people like me. And that's all about spiritual awakening. You too?
Yes. Trust me.
Just a tad.
Just a bit.
Well, that's a very important time because it means that everybody gets to wake up. And, you know, we went through previous periods for whatever reasons, but this period is about spiritual awakening for everyone, every single person.
You know what I heard?
The energies are present for that, the astrological energies. Go ahead.
Thank you. Thank you for saying that. And I heard, and it does make sense, someone said the year 2020. What is it when you have perfect vision? You have 2020 vision. This year, 2020.
Isn't that interesting? Well, that's what's going to happen too. Everybody's third eye is going to open. But then Jay asked, what about those people in the street? Well, not everybody's going to wake up, you know? Some
What's
people
gonna happen
are
to them?
Going to. Well, they're gonna. It's going. The Earth's gonna split. There's gonna be a lower Earth and an upper Earth.
And they'll be the ones in the lower Earth energy, like an energy. They'll be that. They'll see how they'll see and experience things.
Wait a minute. We started.
They're gonna go back down through the 3D matrix cycle for maybe another 26,000 years.
Wow.
Oh my God. Now that's hell on Earth.
And that's for taking a paycheck to riot.
Yeah.
So there's your damnation right there.
26, is that karma?
Did you say 26,000 years? 26,000 years, they're going to go down the cycle again.
We started touching on the split Earth last time. And, okay, I just got to backtrack here a little, make sure I got it. the split earth. Okay, so now we elevate to the higher earth. They are staying in the lower. Would that be the three-dimensional earth?
The one they're going to
stay in a old matrix, three-dimensional matrix. And for people who still need to learn, it's not a judgment. It's just they're not ready. Their soul isn't ready for ascension. The ascension is a very, very difficult process. I mean, I've been through it. So it's sometimes a lot of physical pain involved and emotional anguish, you know, because you do leave behind your loved ones sometimes.
I was just going to ask you that.
You do. You leave behind the old world very much.
So if you have a mother, a father, sister, a brother, children even, that do not believe what you're believing, are we going to disconnect from them? And will we ever be able to see them? Will they be able to see us?
Well, I think we talked a little bit about it before, that it's kind of like when somebody you love dies and you have to talk to them through a medium and they're in heaven, but they still love you, you know? Mm. It's going to be kind of like that, is that some people aren't ready for this level of consciousness. Some people are right at the edge and they're going to be helped as we're going to move through a huge flash, and there's going to be angelic forces that are going to help us. So I think there's going to be some people who are right on the edge and they're going to be helped. Good-hearted people, maybe, you know, Christian people or other religions where they're kind of rooted in old school religions, but they're good-hearted people. Some of them are going to be helped along, you know, into it. And then there's people who still want to horse around in the darkness, you know, mm-hmm. and they want to be doing bad things like what's happening right now, or the rioters, or those are the last members of the cabal. Mm-hmm. And they want to try to hold us and grip us into this old paradigm. And just make up your mind that resolve that you will not be held down. You will not be held back.
Can I ask a quick question?
Yeah, go ahead.
Thanks. If you are in the lower dimension, like the rioters right now, I'm just going to lump them all into that segment.
I don't know if they're in another dimension or not, but they're certainly thinking that way, aren't they?
It feels like they are, actually, now that I'm saying it. But let's say you are in that category right now. You're just angry. You're miserable at the world. You want destruction. You don't believe in any prosperity. But then you have an epiphany. Will they be able to then go to the next level? Or if you're in it after we're gone, you're screwed.
No, I think they will be. But, you know, it's a process. And I'm not exactly sure how long the process is. Like, you know, I would say that I probably came in somewhat awake at birth. And then when I got old enough to really examine what was happening on the world, I started to have a really huge spiritual awakening. So I would say it's a process. And if one of them has an epiphany, I mean, I saw some of them out there, you know, talking to people who didn't want to riot and say, why are you out here? What are you doing? You know, you're hurting us. You're hurting the community. I would think that some of those people will think about it, like, you know, one of the guys lost his eye, another person's mother's store was trashed. And it's like, is that going to make you think, finally? Is that going to make you really question your behavior? I would think that some of these traumatic events will trigger that kind of awakening for people, even some of those people.
If you're conscious of at least conscious to the fact that the Great Awakening is happening and we're in it, wherever you think you might be in it, whether it's 20 years from now or now, from your perspective, June 5th, 2020, how should people be embracing that if they're aware of it? I mean, should they be embracing it as like, okay, I need to guard myself? Should it be like a completely surrender acceptance? Okay, we got a lot of love coming to us right now. I mean, is there any views from how you would just give us some direction on that?
You definitely need to surrender. You need to surrender to God's process, however you call God, the Holy Spirit or whatever, because it's going to happen. It's going to happen no matter what. You can't stop it. So if you try to resist, you're going to be dragged through a very bumpy road. You know, it's like being hanging onto the back of a pickup truck and just, ooh, you know, I'm going to bump along here. You just need to go forward in faith that this is happening for a reason, and that you are, you know, you need to trust the path that's in front of you, even if you can't see what that path is. A lot of people want to stay connected to what's comfortable and the past and their what's known, their old job, their old family, their old housing, But that, a lot of that's going to be ripped away. And that's why I say you have to surrender, because, you know, when I went through it, everything was taken away, my house, my health, everything. And I thought, how am I going to get through this? But I had a vision of the future, and I thought, I'm going to hold that vision. I'm going to stay in faith, and I'm going to ask God to walk me through it. And that's exactly what happened as I walked through it.
Would you say then, metaphorically speaking or physically speaking, then, you know, can people just say, okay, well, if they are aware of it, okay, just surrender to it, but just then still brace themselves a bit?
Yes, people need to brace themselves. Yeah. We really do. You know, I wish I could say this was going to be easy. I can say that it's going to be beautiful in the end, but, you know, I don't know how rooted you are in the past. I don't know what your toxicity is. I don't know what your traumas are. And so if you've got some stuff to let go of, it's not going to be comfortable. Mm-hmm. And then there's the flash, which we talked about. There is a divine flash coming. Brace yourselves, that's for sure. And that's when you really need to be taking refuge in God. And I believe that this chaotic time right now is to push people towards God. It's going to be scarier and scarier, so that people will finally go, what was I thinking? You know, they were very connected to materialism. They were connected to fame and fortune. And look at me, I built an empire and I've got 4 houses instead of 1 house. None of that matters. When we get to the final point, this is going to be scary. You're going to be too scared to care about your possessions. Hmm. You're going to be thinking about your soul. How do I save my soul right now? That is taking refuge in God and going to spiritual teachers to help you, guide you, and to, you know, give up whatever darkness you may have. I don't know what it is, you know, but whatever it is for each person. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Two questions. First one, for the people that are left behind, so to speak, is that what purgatory is? The famous purgatory?
Well, are we having fun right now in 3D? I don't think so.
So that's purgatory. So you think we're in purgatory?
I would say this is purgatory. Yeah, because we're enslaved. We're enslaved by the matrix. We're enslaved by the cabals. They have us enslaved mentally when we enter this plane. Mm-hmm. Remember we talked about that last time, I think. Sorry, I'm moving my camera up.
Yeah, you're all good. That's the matrix moving. We know it.
Yeah, the matrix is moving right now.
She's clear already, everybody. You see that? Just like that.
Yeah, I could see myself looking down. I was trying to make it right. Yeah, we're enslaved when we're in 3D. We're enslaved financially. They have us enslaved energetically. And look what they're trying to get us to do right now. Stand in lines. Mm. Put masks on.
Yeah, shut up.
6 feet by 6 feet. Let me make something very clear. This is a satanic ritual. Mm. The entire COVID thing is a manufactured satanic ritual. When you do satanic rituals, everybody wears a mask. I mean, I was present to see them do that, you know, as a child. Mask wearing is a major portion of all ritual activity for Satanists. Circle, in circles, you know, they're making circles for us. Everything has to be 6 by 6 by 6, that's 666. And this is a symbol of silencing and enslavement. All the slaves in all the ancient Kabbal times had to wear those masks around their mouth. And they're testing you to see how much submission that you're willing to comply with. So, you know, I'm being pretty feisty about it, but when you can't get food, you know, it's hard. This is really
a hard problem. How you just put that it's a satanic ritual, it really is. When you think about it from that perspective, that's exactly what it is. Just because you don't have, you know, not just because you're not all sitting in a circle all at the same time around a bunch of candles and all this other stuff around you, paraphernalia, from the viewpoint of it all, it's exactly what it is.
Solani, the people that are wearing masks right now, even though they could be all good-hearted people and they're just genuinely just trying to be either protective for themselves or protective for others, would you consider them, again, if they're good-hearted people, would you consider them maybe less evolved souls that still need to learn from?
Well, I don't want to put a judgment on any of those people. I think that a better way to describe it would be less conscious of how sophisticated the satanic forces mm-hmm. are. Yeah. If you see, I'm a rare person because I went through this childhood experience. Maybe I was born knowing it. I don't know. But I started to realize that we were living inside of a matrix and a satanic ritual a long time ago. a lot of people have been very comfortable and they have happy lives and the good parents, good family members. I can't fault them for not knowing. But I'm trying to alert people to what's really going on here. If they can get you enslaved through these rituals, mm-hmm. if you keep complying, they're going to lock you down even more come September, November, October. They have another wave planned. And you know, this is a test wave to see how compliant you are. Are you willing to be enslaved? Are you willing to, even though there's no evidence that this virus is even airborne, or contagious, because by the way, you can only get a virus through injection by vaccine. It's not passable through the air or by touching anything. So all of this is contrived. This was contrived by Bill Gates and the WHO, because they're all practicing Satanists. And they wanna see if they can talk us all into joining in this giant ritual where everybody's masked and walking in a line straight forward. I mean, if you've seen The Handmaid's Tale, that's what's going on. They're trying to get us into this dystopian Hunger Games kind of life. And I'm not gonna comply, period. I've made up my mind, you know?
Yeah, and so should everybody else.
Make sure.
Make up their mind one way or the other, right?
Yes, definitely. The flash, I wanna go back to that. Is it a metaphoric flash or is it a real flash, like a lightning flash, like something that's gonna wake you up out of a dead sleep if you're sleeping?
It's a real flash.
Wow.
It's going to be an EMP pulse from the center of the universe. It's going to be massive unconditional love that's coming from the mother of the universe. This is the mother energy. And what's been missing on the planet, this has been a patriarchal planet with 99% male energy, 1% female energy. The divine feminine's been suppressed and killed off. All the women, you know, after Jesus's time, the Catholic Church killed 10 million women. Something like that, burning them at the stake, so on. They didn't want any female power. So whenever there was a powerful woman that would stand up, she would be executed. You know, Joan of Arc and mm-hmm. Boudica, the warrior, Celtic warrior queen. These women were all murdered, you know. And so we finally arrived at the point where the feminine's being allowed back in. And this is by divine order. You know,
this is the feminine energy shift that so many have been talking about for so many years now. Now, I want to question. Hold on a second, I got to throw this question.
But it's still, I have a secondary.
All right.
The flash, is it like bloop or is it like something that's going to last for like a week?
Well, I think we're experiencing little bits of it. Like right now, the Schumann resonance is getting higher and higher for those of you who follow that. You know, it's a more detailed explanation, but just for lay people, let's just say the Schumann resonance is the electromagnetic field of the earth, and it's rising because the divine mother energies are coming from the dark field, the dark matter. The dark matter is made up of yin being dark, being feminine energy, which has been exiled. So as the feminine returns to power, returns to earth, she sweeps the earth with healing energy. Mm. She sweeps the earth with love. It's going to feel like chaos to people, and it's going to feel like illness, but in reality, it's healing. It's a healing crisis that's happening, and it's going to end up beautifully.
You could really, I always get so empowered every time Solani's on here. Don't check it always
tell.
I know, I always get this like feeling. I'm like, oh my God, somebody help me. But, you know, with all the stuff coming up, right? And then, you know, that's going out there and it's bringing all the stuff out to the surface. Is this flash then going to be the cleansing of it all? So, like, it's all bought up right now, yeah? So all that stuff happens and then we experience flash. Is that the cleanse of it all?
Yeah, and then, you know, the obvious, which I have to draw attention to, is all the bad guys are going to get swept off, you know? It's like...
Swept off where?
Off the earth. I mean, in the Bible, it says that in those final days, and I'm not a traditional Christian, I'm sharing with every spiritual tradition has truth in it. You know, every one of them is valid. And in the Bible, it says that there will be... in the end, all the demons will be running loose. I mean, look what they're doing right now. They're liberating the prisoners from prison because they might get COVID. Mm. They let out, you know, like 45 career rapists and murderers out of Los Angeles County Jail. I mean, there's been more than 45. I think the total of California was like 25,000 inmates were released, but they're arresting people or taking a walk on the beach.
That's mm-hmm. crazy. Mm-hmm. That's just crazy.
You know, and so, and then on top of that, they're lowering the bail so anybody can just leave. And
they're not even holding the people that are actually terrorizing these businesses. They're not even holding them that long.
No, they're like, and they're allowing them to burn the businesses down.
This is so wrong, so disgusting.
Definitely the dark forces arranged this. If you're getting arrested, I could get arrested for going down to the beach right now and meditating here. Mm-hmm. If I sit, you're not allowed to sit. You can walk in the evening on the beach. But if I go down and do my spiritual practices on the beach here in California, I will be arrested for sitting still and trying to bring divine energy to the earth. But if I'm a rapist in a prison, we're going to let you go because, hey, you might catch COVID. They almost let the Green River Killer go up in Washington, and they think he's killed 200 people. They're going to let him go.
Which is the same theory of you weren't allowed to go visit your grandmother in a nursing home or a friend who just had a baby in a hospital 2 weeks ago, but you can let out tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of people to congregate in all in one area.
And all of a sudden start to kickstart this back all again too. It's crazy stuff here. Crazy times, everybody. We got so much to talk about. We have more segments. I know we got 10 more questions, and we're going to bring those back on 10 more episodes. I promise you this. That's Sal Niapadoc, everybody. And thank you for being on the street reporter today. Really appreciate that. Thanks for bringing that energy. Would you like to give a shout out how people can connect with you, how they can find you? Sure. We're also going to have your links here on the show too.
I just want to finish that thought that we're going to be okay, everybody. We're going to be okay. But just realize that we have to go through this period where the dark forces are going out and doing their thing, but the light forces have a plan and they're going to heal everything. So we're going to end up just really okay. Don't worry about it. You got to take refuge in God, stay in faith, and don't give in to your fear. Just keep your spiritual practices strong. So are we at the end already?
Yeah, we're at the end. We got more.
I don't know how we got there so fast.
We got more to come. Why are you looking at me for? We got more to come, everybody. There's more episodes, everybody. Don't worry. I know I always get the backlash here because it is the feminine energy right now. Oi. And I'm getting the backlash. Right. You know, it's all good.
But, so you want me to share my info for the folks right now?
Yes. If you could share your info for the folks. And again, we'll also have links for them.
Well, I've just opened my Patreon account for everybody because I'm being shadow banned on Facebook and YouTube because I'm telling too much truth for the bad guys. They don't like it. So if you would go to my Patreon/Salani and decide which level you would like to be, I'm going to move a lot of my stuff over there. But I'm at YouTube, Salani Terry Apodaca, Facebook, Salani Terry Apodaca. My website is emergingfromthematrix.com, but I have a new website debuting at the end of the month. It's going to be my Ascension Mystery School classes and my Jedi Warrior class. And you can reach me also, you can book me at salani.youcanbook.me. Do you have all those links?
Yeah, we're gonna have all those links, everybody, for you know, to check out here. So no worries on that, and you'll be seeing those on the screen. Salani, it's so good to see you again. Thank you, and we look forward
to you all.
Yeah, we'll look forward to our next on the street reporting from you. Okay.
Just know that the Holy Spirit loves you. Divine Mother is with you, and all is well. We're
all
praying
right.
for you.
Amen. Okay? A woman, I should say. We'll see you next time. All right, take it easy.
Thank you.
All righty, gosh, boy.
Oh, JJJ.
JJJ, what?
Did you not see my notes?
We have other shows.
I have about 10 more questions.
I know we got 10 more questions, but we have 10 more shows. We will. Listen, we need content. People got to get content, right? They got to keep tuning in, right? And how do they tune in? They tune in.
Often, yes. Tell all your friends, and most importantly, may all your dreams come true. And together, we will turn the universal key to global harmony and create a unified world. Thank you, everybody. Have a great rest. Have a fortunate rest. Fortunate and blessed rest of the day. Many blessings.